You're listening to Security Speaking, the podcast from Security Sales and Integration Magazine. I'm Scott Goldfein, editor-in-chief of the publication. And today we're fortunate to have with us Don Childers, the Director of Technical Training, IT Operations Manager, as well for Alarm South. Don, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome, Scott, and good morning.
Good morning to you. Don, I'd like to start out just, getting up to speed with, what's good and what's bad that you're seeing in the business this year. How are things looking? How are things going?
Well, this year is sort of mirroring last year as far as residential applications go. We're staying about par with what we did last year. We are seeing an increase, though, Scott, in our residential and commercial fire alarm installation that we're doing as a company. People can live without, or companies can live without, burglar alarms per se for some time, but because of insurance regulations, AHJ's rules, codes, and standards, they are pretty much obligated to fire alarm systems. So we're seeing an increase in the number of fire alarm systems that we're installing this year.
And is there anything in particular on that side of it in terms of types of systems or features you're seeing a rise in, or is it just pretty much what's sort of mandated by code?
You know what, Scott? It is pretty much mandated by code, because what we're seeing is folks are still limited on funds, especially on the business side. So what they're doing is they're walking that tightrope between the codes and the standards and what the AHJs and insurance companies are looking for. Very seldom do we see anyone go overboard. Now, when the AHJs require us to do more than the code, that's one thing. But typically what we're seeing is that folks are following the very tight line of the codes and standards and what's required.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other side of it, even though the business is still trying to get some upward trajectory, is there anything in particular you're seeing on the security side, be it residential or commercial, that's you're kind of excited about?
Yes, there is, Scott. I'm seeing more and more of the technology where we're able to support home automation and home heating and air conditioning and things like that, the integration of those types of systems, and the fact that we're seeing more and more apps being used out there. Very excited about apps. People, especially of a different generation, are familiar with using their phones in their everyday lives at more than PCs or tablets or anything like that to manage their daily affairs, not just their alarm systems, but their banking and whatnot. So we're seeing a lot of interest in home automation, where folks are able to control different things within their premises. Also, as far as cameras go internally, we're seeing a lot of folks that want the ability, not necessarily through a manufacturer's DVR or anything like that, but just the ability to check in on their dog or their children, or just look at their property. So we're seeing that become more and more prevalent as we go down the road here.
And how do you see that manifesting or affecting internally with your sales approach and your technician approach, and also competing with that against some of the larger companies?
Well, it all comes down to education and training of our sales group and our installation teams. They have to be able to communicate the technology that we can provide for them against what they've seen on television or heard on the radio. Everybody's different. Everybody does it a little bit differently as far as providing the type of services and the way those services are achieved. So what we have to do is be able to educate our staff in the technology itself, and the installation of the technology and the sales of the technology, Scott. But then they have to be able to convey that knowledge to the customer. Now, usually, once they get that knowledge conveyed, it's just a very simple a process. Most customers pick up on it quite quickly, but sometimes it's a little more difficult to do, so therefore we have to spend more time with the customer. But we don't mind, because we want them to be able to use what they paid for. So it's a communication/education thing.
Mm-hmm. And are you finding that this type of platform allows you to, perhaps make customers aware of other, you know, services and things that can maybe bring you more recurring revenue?
Yeah, absolutely. What this does is when they see something or hear something on TV or radio and then they give us a call, that opens the door to us for us to be able to take other technologies to them. They may be interested in something for their home, but they also own a business, so therefore then it opens the door for us to go to their business, do some research there, maybe an installation of some type, fire alarm, burglar alarm, or both, camera system, very big access control as well. So yes, it opens different doors for us as far as continued growth or for RMR or that type of thing. And word of mouth as well, as it spreads to its neighbors, folks' neighbors or their business partners out there, that's also very big for us, and that helps a lot.
And Don, just for the benefit of the listeners, could you just kind of summarize you know, how long the business has been around, and also, you know, your own background a little bit?
Yes, sir. We, as Alarm South, actually this year, 2013, we're celebrating our 50th year in business. So we're very, very proud of that. We've been very blessed to have serviced Iredell County and surrounding counties in the southeast here the past couple years to provide security and safety to folks. My background is that I started with the company 21 years ago. I came over from an electrical contractor. I'm a limited electrical license holder in North Carolina as well. And I started out installing fire alarms and have worked my way up through management. At one point, actually helped manage the central station through the Y2K thing that we went through several years ago. And then for the past 8 years or so, I've been director of technical training, doing NTS trainings for the ESA, North Carolina Alarm Systems Board licensing training, and training on the for the electrical board as well. So I stay very busy, and this year I'm also chairman of ESX's education committee, so that has kept me on the go as well.
Right. Yeah, ESX, I want to get back with you on that in a minute.
Okay.
But, you know, basically a neighbor of yours here in North Carolina, this area has grown tremendously, you know, the past 10 years in particular. So how has the business kept up with that growth, and you know, has that ever been a challenge, or is it just something that you're welcome and excited about?
You know what, Scott, that's a great question, and I think that what we have really done is we have grown with the growth. It has not really taxed us that much as a company because we've been able to grow as that portion of the county has grown with the influx of the race teams and all those folks coming in, the engineers, the technicians, the new technology they built down there, the NASCAR training school that's down there. It brought it just an influx of people from all over the country into this area in a very short period of time, like you said, and our ability to grow with that growth has really helped us keep up with what's going on in the southern part of the county.
Now, when you talk about those connected home services, are you seeing a pretty good take rate on just sort of the regular Joes? You know, obviously, you know, your NASCAR type team members and things like that, and your banking community out here, they're going to have some extra, you know, capital to spend on things like that, but what about just your average guy?
Well, that's a Scott. That's a tough one. The average person out there, and I can only speak from my experience on this, is that you'll take the technology to someone. Most folks want to be able, for the most part, residentially, just maybe look in on their home, see their child, or whatever the case may be. They're not interested in anything to do with heating and air or anything like that, turning lights on or off. And what I have found personally is that they will use the technology maybe for a month, month and a half, 2 months on a regular basis, and then it'll just, the interest will just fall off. There's, you know, they become used to it. It's time to move on to something else. Their attention span is shorter. Something new has come up, and we still have the technology out there. The folks are still paying for the technology, but they're not using it the same way that they were using it initially, and that's the average person. You do have your people out there, your engineers, your technical people, those type of folks that rely on this technology every single day as they travel, as they go to different states and do different things, but the average Joes out there, Scott, are they're using the technology, but they're not in love with the technology, let's say. They're using it for a while, and then they're just letting it drop.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, but still, and it remains out there, just a tremendous and exciting upside and potential for all this great technology and services that we're seeing.
Absolutely, and we're and again, I can only speak for myself, Scott, but I see this as generational in nature. My daughter is 28, and she just loves this stuff. She lives by her smartphone. So all these things, all these technology apps and gadgets and things we put out there, my daughter uses them every single day. But my neighbor down the street, who is 50-something, he uses it for a month, and he calls me and says, "Hey, can you come down here and show me how to use this again?" So it's a lot of it's generational in nature, and that's where the issue lies, I think. Folks that have grown up with the technology appreciate it a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's shift for just a moment and talk about, you have the central station. How are things going in terms of the false alarm issue, and what are you seeing in this area? And do you believe that it's improving, staying the same?
You know what, Scott? I believe that it's staying static. It's staying about the same. We do work locally with our police departments to maintain a good reputation with the folks here in the city and in the county. But as far as the actual customer base that we have, we're finding that with enhanced call verification that we're able to greatly reduce the amount of dispatches that we are providing to the law enforcement. So that's helping a tremendous amount, is the enhanced call verification.
Do you think, Don, that as people adopt these connected home services and do more of sort of the looking in themselves with video and so forth, that that's going to positively impact reducing false alarms?
Yes, I do, Scott, and I'll be honest with you, I actually do that myself. When I was on vacation a few weeks ago, my wife and I, we were out, and we got a phone call and said, "Hey, your glass break went off." So I was able to log into my home, look around, saw that there was nothing going on, and asked the central station not to dispatch. So, yeah, I believe that more and more folks will, as time goes on, start using those attributes and use them to a positive effect. Yes, I do.
Isn't it funny, Don, how just in a relatively short amount of time, video in the home has gone from being, a complete no-no to being something that people actually want and are excited about?
Yes, it is, and I'll tell you, I think a lot that has to do with it is the fact that folks now have more control over it. They have the ability to log in when they want, how they want, whatever device they want. You remember, Scott, initially, the only way that you could log into your home was if you had a PC, a laptop or a desktop or something like that, then go through a DNS service or something to that effect, and then you had to go into your DVR or whatever, and then you were able to look at your cameras. Nowadays, it's a matter of an app on your smartphone, and boom, you're looking at video in 5 seconds. So that has made a tremendous difference.
Yeah, not to mention, I remember seeing the early ones where, you were just a one blurry frame per,
Yeah, slow scan, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, I'm getting back to ESX. So
yes,
that's coming up pretty soon, and that event has certainly been improving each and every year. I think this might be the sixth one. I'm losing count.
Yes, sir. I think that is correct, six.
All right, good. And back in Nashville once again at the new facility, though, this time.
It is.
And have you been over there to the facility?
No, sir, I have not been to the new facility yet. I'm looking forward to getting there early in June and going through it and getting a good walkthrough and seeing what they're doing.
As am I. So, Don, what do you have in store on the educational side? What are you personally participating in, and what value would it have to listeners that may be coming to the show?
Well, I'm actually participating in two different seminars. One is preparing tech support for the next generation technology, and that is June 18th at 1:45. And I'm also participating in Signal Transmission Technology Roadmap, and that's on June 19th at 10:45. And I'm very excited to be working on both of these projects. If I could sidebar just a second, the ESX staff, the subcommittees, and George DeMarco, John Galanti, and Nancy Franco, and myself especially, in the month of January, worked very, very hard and very, very diligently to try to ensure that for everyone who attends, that we have a quality session that will meet their needs no matter what their job was within their company. So we're very excited about the opportunities that we're offering this year as far as education goes, and I'm personally very grateful to be given the opportunity that I was given this year, so I took extra care and extra pride in it as well. The preparing tech support for next generation technology, that's going to be a class that's obviously what the name says is getting your tech support up to staff with working with mobile devices, video, operational video, and things like that, managed services, how to communicate, again, these things to the customer in a way they can understand. I'm notorious with my wife asking me a question and answering that question and then her saying, okay, now give it to me where I can understand it. Well, that has helped me in what I do in my teachings to take that and try to convey things to where folks, our customers can understand. So that's what we're going to try to do there. With Signal Transmission Technology Roadmap, this is going to be more involved in Central Station Track, and it's going to involve Brett Springall, who works for Alarm South for us as well in our IT department, and I hope I pronounce his name correctly, Gene Pecora with Honeywell Fire Systems. And we're going to talk about such as things as the demise of POTS, of course, the IP-based systems, GSM, the augmentation of both, mesh networks, next-generation LTE devices, and so forth, and how these signals, how we can get these signals to the central station in a timely manner, in a way that is acceptable to the AHJ or the insurance carrier, in a way that is financially feasible for everyone. So we're going to try to combine all these aspects of transmission technology into an hour or so, hour and a half at ESX and help educate not only the technicians but hopefully business owners as well.
That sounds terrific, Don. I think those are certainly two hot-button topic areas that you have there. So I think that'll be well attended.
Well, thank you. And I think especially with signal transmission technology, having Brett and Gene there as well will bring also two different aspects of what we're trying to do, especially on the fire alarm side where everything is a little more code-generated, standard-generated. So I'm looking really forward to that one especially.
Great. And ESX is, of course, June 17th through 21 this year. And for listeners wanting more information, esxweb.com is the website. And Don, why don't you give a shout-out to your company's website in case listeners want to know more about your business.
Yes, sir. You can go to alarmsouth.com, or you can go to security-central.com, and we have a list of all our services that we can offer to our customers out there.
Great. Hey, Don, that's our time. Thank you so much for speaking with me today and spending time with Security Speaking. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, Scott, and thank you for having me, and we will look forward to seeing everyone in Nashville in June.
Absolutely.
Okay, sir. Thank you.